Welcome back to the Fulton County Gospel News Podcast. My name is Barry Odell, and I am your host. Fulton County Gospel News is a bi-monthly publication of The Church of Christ in Mammoth Spring, Arkansas. And if you'd like to learn more about our paper, just visit our website, mammothspringchurchofchrist.com, and there you can get all the information you'll need. You can get the paper as a PDF in your email or as a hard copy through the United States Postal Service. The subscription is always free, so just let us know what we can do for you. Also, if you've not yet subscribed to our Podbean channel, go to podbean.com on your computer, search for Fulton County Gospel News, and you can do the same thing on your smartphone. Just go to your app store, download for free the Podbean app, and then search for Fulton County Gospel News in that way. Today, I want to read an article to you from the December 1980 edition of Fulton County Gospel News. The title of the article is The Church in Prophecy, and the author was Harold Turner. And this subject is important to me. I've been teaching a young adults class here in Mammoth Spring on Sunday mornings, and we began studying the church in prophecy and the church of Christ in general as we find it in Scripture. And it was interesting going through Old Testament prophecy and discussing the specificity with which those prophets, hundreds of years prior to its establishment, talk about the church. And so this article, I think, will play well into that, and hopefully it'll be helpful to you. In Matthew 16:18, Jesus promised, "I will build my church." With some, this promise was brought about because Jesus was rejected by his own people. The church was a substitute for what he originally planned to establish. Many hold this idea, believing that Jesus had originally planned to set up his kingdom, but because of his rejection, he substituted the church until the proper time for the kingdom to be established. But the church is not some spur-of-the-moment idea, nor was it designed as a substitute for the kingdom of God. In Ephesians 3, 1-11, Paul makes it clear that the church was in the mind of God in the beginning and was God's eternal purpose for man. To suggest that the church was a temporary substitute is to minimize its value and purpose in the mind of God. Though the full picture of the church was not disclosed in the Old Testament, there are several prophecies that show the church was in God's purpose long before it was established. The book of Isaiah was written close to 750 years B.C. In this book, we have a prophecy that obviously foretells of the coming church. In Isaiah 2:2-3, Isaiah wrote, "And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. And many people shall go and say, Come ye, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem." There are five or more things about this scripture that relates it to the coming of the church. It reveals the period of time in which the church was to be established, the description of the church, the value of it, its scope, and the place of its beginning. Let's first consider the description of the church given by Isaiah. He tells us that the Lord's house was to be established. Of course, this statement taken within itself may not offer so much proof that he's speaking of the coming church, but when viewed in light of the whole of this prophecy, it seems evident that this is the case. The house of God in the Old Testament had already been established. In comparing Christ and Moses, the writer of Hebrews states, "For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who hath builded the house hath more honor than the house. And Moses was verily faithful in all his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confession and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end." Hebrews 3:3-6. The house of Moses was evidently the children of God under the Old Testament period, the nation of Israel. The Lord's house today, evidently, is the Christian, those within the household of Christ. Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we, evidently is referring to Christians. 2. In 1 Timothy 3:15, the Bible speaks of the house of God, which is the church of the living God. From these two passages, we at least learn that the church is spoken of as the house of God. Paul told the Christians at Ephesus, "Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God." Ephesians 2:19. So Christians today make up the household of God. They belong to the house of Christ, which is the church. A second thing about Isaiah's prophecy is regarding the period of time in which the Lord's house was to be established. He said it would take place in the last days. And two, while this statement may not within itself prove that Isaiah was talking about the church, it does help support the idea. The Bible does not specifically tell us the exact time when the last days began. However, from Acts 2, 16 and 17, we know that they were spoken of as being in existence at that time. They are not spoken of before this time as being in existence, which may indicate that they began at this time. This passage states, "But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days." Since this was that which was to take place in the last days had to have been in existence then. Isaiah said the Lord's house would be established in the last days. From the above passages, we learn that the church is spoken of as the Lord's house, and we know that the church came into being in Acts 2. Those who responded to the preaching of the gospel were added to the church. Therefore, the church was established within the period called the last days. A third thing of significance about Isaiah's prophecy is the scope of the Lord's house. It was to include all nations. God established no other institution than the church to include all nations. The church was to unite all followers of Christ from all nations in one household. In the Great Commission of Mark 16:15, Jesus instructed the apostles to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. In Matthew 28:19, they were instructed to teach all nations. Never before was such a commission given. From the reading of Ephesians 2:11 through 19, we see that the Gentiles, or nations, were not a part of God's household before the coming of Christ. Jesus came to reconcile both Jew and Gentile unto God in one body, which is the household of God, the church. And in Ephesians 3:6, as he continues this discussion, he said that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Since the church is the only institution established by our Lord, which was designed to include all nations, this strongly indicates that Isaiah was foretelling the coming of the church. A fourth thing that also adds to this support is the place where the Lord's house was to be established. Isaiah indicates that Jerusalem is the beginning place and from which the word of the Lord would go forth. In his final words to the apostles, Jesus said, "And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem." Luke 24:47. In verse 49, he instructed them to tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. In Acts 1:4, Jesus again emphasized that they were not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Spirit, which was to bring them power to preach the gospel. In Jerusalem, the Spirit came upon the apostles, they preached the word of the Lord in Jerusalem, and as a result of this preaching, 3,000 people obeyed the gospel and were added to the church. The church was established in Jerusalem first, and from here it spread throughout the world. And another thing about Isaiah's prophecy, he tells us that the Lord's house was to be exalted above the hills. What institution has been more exalted than the church? Jesus purchased it with his own blood, Acts 20:28. Ephesians 1:3 and 2:6 say that Christ has raised us up to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. The church is as much above every institution as a mountain is above a hill. It was bought with his blood. It consists of the saved, Acts 2:47, and it is pictured as Christ's body and his bride. Based upon the fact that all these statements made by Isaiah fit perfectly into the church, it is evident that he was foretelling of the coming of the church. It is the only house that Christ has. It is for all nations. It was established at Jerusalem, and from here spread throughout the world. It is exalted above every institution on earth, and it was established within the period of Isaiah's prophecy. The church was not a substitute for anything. It was in God's eternal purpose for the redemption of fallen man, and we must be a part of it to be saved and live in the hope of eternal life. Christ is the Savior of the church, Acts 2:47 and Ephesians 5:23. All right, so again, that article is from the December 1980 edition of Fulton County Gospel News, written by Brother Harold Turner. And again, he did an excellent job. It's like I said in a previous podcast, the more I read Brother Turner, the more I appreciate his Bible knowledge and his, and I would say just his common sense, the way he approaches each subject, not with just like with Isaiah, not with just one particular text, but with a variety of texts and how they fit together, especially in prophecies regarding the church. All right, well, I appreciate you listening to today's episode. Again, if you'd like our paper, visit our website, mammothspringchurchofchrist.com, and let us know what we can do for you. Subscribe to our podcast on Podbean, become a follower, share this content on social media, and thanks again for listening today, and I will catch you on the next episode of Fulton County Gospel News Podcast.